Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga says that he will take his claim of vote rigging in the presidential election to the Supreme Court.
You have now decided to move to the Supreme Court and lay before the world the making of a computer-generated leadership.
Odinga, who lost to incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta, says that this is just the first step. He stressed that he will not accept the outcome of last week's election. The defeated candidate also called for peaceful forms of protest, stressing that the rights to demonstrate, strike, and acts of civil disobedience are enshrined in the Constitution. Odinga has claimed that election results were hacked and rigged in favor of Kenyatta, who has won a second term. The Election Commission says that there was a hacking attempt which failed. Clashes over the results have led to the death of over two dozen protesters. Jai Issa, former professor of African Studies at the Delaware State University, joins us from New York. So you have a case where opposition leader, Raila Odinga, is not accepting the vote results, and he says this is just the beginning in terms of taking it to the Supreme Court. Do you think that he's going to actually continue his opposition, and, of course, will that lead to instability and, in turn, violence?
Well, it's very interesting that you make that, that you ask that question. Mr. Odinga stated a week ago that he would not take this issue to the Supreme Court. Now he has a change of heart, and I think a lot of that has to do with the death of the IT person who was in charge of the new voting system, his murder and torture. Now, it's kind of interesting that yesterday, President Donald Trump, who's having his own problems in the United States, congratulated Kenya and his newly elected president, who's in his second term, Mr. Kenyatta, for a great election. Now, also the EU, the African Union, and the Carter Center in the United States have all stated that the elections seemed on the surface to be fair. However, they did say there are sources that are coming out and saying that there was a hack into the election system. However, the government is making the statement that although there was a hack, it was not successful. There are a lot of strange things going on. Will Mr. Odinga be able to overcome the fact that he lost a million votes? I think that's going to be pretty hard to prove, being that many of the foreign observers with over 8,000 monitors are all saying that everything is okay. But if he can find substantial proof that there was a hack, and that hack had something to do with the IT person's murder late last month, then maybe he may be able to make a serious case.
Okay, thank you for that. Jai Issa, former professor of African Studies at Delaware State University from New York.